Part 20, Chapter 1. Their problem was really bugging the place more thoroughly than any place had ever been bugged, while still preventing the bugs from being discovered by one who, although quite mad, was one of the sharpest security chiefs ever to walk out of the mine schools. If they did this well, they would have a total record of the technology of teleportation and its mathematics. They would know what happened to Cyclo, because they would be able to cast out picto-recorders. They would know the whereabouts and possibly the intentions of other races. They would be in communication with the stars and universes and could defend themselves on Earth. Turl would have to work out and build from scratch a whole transshipment console, for the one out there near the old platform was a burned-out ruin. They needed devices that could read over his shoulder every book he opened, every page of figures he made. They needed to fix up his workroom in his office and rig it so that every resistor he picked up, every wire he put in, would be recorded exactly. It was certain that he would sweep the place with a probe before every work period and possibly after every day of toil. He would be meticulous in his bug detection. If Turl had any inkling the technology would be observed, he would not start. If he thought it had been taken away by an alien, he would commit suicide. For there was no doubt that Turl had in his skull both the devices they had found in the dead Cyclos. Before they had left Africa, Dr. McKendrick had been very pessimistic about being able to remove such brain devices from all that bone and still have a live, functioning Cyclo on his hands. That chance was not entirely gone, but it was nothing to be counted on. Angus had lately begun to understand why Johnny had kept Turl alive. Why they didn't just get out some battle planes and wipe this new political mess out. It was a very delicate situation. It was a thin chance. It had to work. But with what risks? Angus had no doubt whatever that Johnny was holding his own life at stake. A huge and dangerous risk. But what a prize! The Cyclo technology of teleportation. Earth depended upon it. Johnny was a cool one, Angus thought. He himself would never have that much patience, or be able to retain that detached an overview of the entire scene without permitting personal considerations to enter in. Angus looked up from the locks. He was in awe of Johnny as he thought about what they were doing. These people, or Turl, would kill Johnny in a flash if they found him or knew what he was up to. Robert the Fox had denounced it as folly and a hopeless, unwarranted risk. Angus didn't think so. It was a brand of courage he had never seen before. He got the cabinets opened. They contained all the paraphernalia a security chief ever thought he would need. They contained papers and records Turl would consider vital. Johnny was looking for super confidential notes on teleportation, or its odd mathematics. On his inspection, he did not find anything on those subjects beyond normal tests. But he did find an item of interest. It was a record of all the mineral deposits left on Earth. The company had not made a mineral survey for itself for centuries, content with their originals. But Turl had.